Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus. This is Daily Bread for Saturday, December 19th, and I am Melissa from Reality San Francisco. Today, we're going to be reading and occasionally pausing to pray through Revelation 11. As always, we hope that you will pause the recording as much as you need if you need more space or time to reflect. And if you're able, we'd encourage you to journal along as you listen. Before we start, though, let's take a minute to be quiet, to be prayerfully aware of God's presence with us. Take a deep breath. Be still. Quiet before the Lord. As I read from Revelation 11, pay attention to what word or phrase stands out to you. I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told, "Go and measure the temple of God and the altar with its worshipers. But exclude the outer court, do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months, and I will appoint my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. They are the two olive trees and the two lampstands, and they stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. They have power to shut up the heavens so that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying. And they have power to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. Now, when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will attack them and overpower and kill them. Their bodies will lie in the public square of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom in Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, some of every people, tribe, language, and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse them burial. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and will celebrate by sending each other gifts because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth. But after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and terror struck those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, 'Come up here.' And they went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies looked on. At that very hour, there was a severe earthquake, and 1/10 of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. The third woe is coming soon. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, 'The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever.' And the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, 'We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants, the prophets, and your people who revere your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroy the earth.' Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the ark of his covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a severe hailstorm." What word or phrase is standing out to you? Let it lead you into an encounter with Jesus as you prayerfully reflect, "God, what are you highlighting to me in this scripture?" Take a moment, consider that, and if you're able, write it down. Now turn your focus outward. What does applying the scripture to your life look like? Again, consider it prayerfully. Lord, what is one way that I should apply the scripture to my life today? Again, take a moment, consider that, and if you're able, write it down. Finally, take this last pause to devote yourself to the Lord. Ask Him for His refreshment, for His vision for a new day. Commit yourself, commit your day to following Him.